Blog Talk Radio.
Testament, as soon as you have it, please stand up on your feet. Glory be to the Almighty God. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Please stand up on your feet as we read the word together. Everybody standing. 2 Samuel chapter 9. The word of God declares, and David said, is there still anyone left of the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? And of the house of Saul, there was a servant whose name was Ziba. When they had called him to David, he said to him, are you Ziba? He said, I, your servant, am he. The king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the unfailing, unlimited mercy and kindness of God? Ziba replied, Jonathan has yet a son who is lame in his feet. And the king said, where is he? Ziba replied, he is in the house of Machir, son of Emiel in Lodibar. Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, son of Emiel, at Lodibar. And Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and did obeisance. David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, your servant. David said to him, fear not, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat at my table always. And Mephibosheth bowed himself and said, what is your servant that you should look upon a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given your master's grandson all that belonged to Saul and to all his house, and you shall till the land for him, you, your sons, and your servants, and you shall bring in the produce that your master's heir may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall eat always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, your servant will do according to all my lord the king commands. So Mephibosheth ate at the king's table as one of the king's sons. Can you say amen?
Amen.
A better amen.
Amen.
A powerful amen.
Amen.
A victorious amen.
Amen.
Amen. Like 2014 is your year.
Amen.
Look at somebody and tell them it's your time for promotion. They didn't hear you. Tell them it's your time for favor. My God, they still didn't get it. Tell them it's your time for breakthrough. Look at the one on the left. I think they came expectant. Tell them it's your time for promotion. Tell the next person it's your time for favor. Look at the one behind you. Tell them it's your time for breakthrough. Glory be to the Almighty. You may take your seat in the presence of the living God. Beloved of God, the story tells us that David one day could not rest, could not sleep. And he began to tell his advisors and counselors and began to inquire, is there anyone of the house of Saul, the house of Jonathan, whom I can bless, whom I can help, whom and invested, and nobody said anything. And David kept asking and kept inquiring, is there anyone of the house of Saul, of the house of Jonathan? Because remember, David had made a covenant as a young boy with Jonathan. And in those days, when they made a covenant, it means what is yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. And there was no written contract, but they took that covenant seriously. Which means if anything happened to you, I immediately begin to take care of your children and vice versa. And so the Spirit of God reminded David of the covenant. And now he was no longer a shepherd boy, but he was a prestigious king in a palace. And the Spirit of God began to remind him of the covenant. And the Bible says, finally Ziba spoke up and said, there's one called Mephibosheth, but he's in Lodibar and he's lame. Already Ziba was excluding him. Ziba was saying, King, you don't want to mess with Mephibosheth. The name Mephibosheth means one who is despised, one who is looked down upon. And then Lodibar was a town in Gilead, in Manasseh, and it means the land of nothing, the land of hopelessness. So just imagine Mephibosheth. His name already means one who is despised, one who is looked down upon. Parents, be careful the names you give your children. Ah, let me talk to somebody. Especially we from the continent of Africa. And we love our culture and our heritage. But if you are going to name somebody trouble, just because you love your great-grandmother, you better believe the spirit realm has ears. And so that child you've named trouble, every time you say trouble, the demons say, oh, it's time for us to attack. Am I talking to somebody? Look at someone and say, be careful the names you give your children. So every time the name Mephibosheth was mentioned, it meant one who is despised and looked down upon. And then to make it worse, he's in a place called Lodibar, a place of no pasture, a place where there was no hope, a place of loneliness. Biblical scholars tell us it was a slum, the worst area in Gilead, a place for beggars and cripples, a place where you don't get invited to high-level functions. This is where Mephibosheth was. That's why when King David was asking Ziba, said, you don't want to mess with him. But because of covenant. Somebody say, because of covenant. Someone say, because of covenant. Because of covenant, David said, I don't care where that person is. Whether it's a boy or a girl, whether they have a PhD or a GED, whether they are a size 8 or a size 16, if they have the blood of Saul and of Jonathan, I need them to be a partaker of my blessings. Hallelujah. And in 2013, for many, it was a year of struggle, a year of great challenges. It was a Lodibar for many, a financial Lodibar, a marital Lodibar, a ministerial Lodibar, a spiritual Lodibar. Come on, talk to me in this house of God today. Lodibar, there's a place where there's no expectation. There's no dream, no vision. There's no joy. There's no victory. Ah, but David said, get that boy out of Lodibar. His life is about to change. His life is about to be transformed. His life is about to go to another level. Beloved, it doesn't matter what 2013 has been like. It doesn't matter the warfare you have gone through this year. It doesn't matter the pit and the valley you found yourself in. Ah, the season has shifted. There is a turnaround, and we're about to enter the year of 2014, which is the year of promotion, the year of favor, the year of breakthrough, the year of manifestation, the year of expectation, the year where God will lift you, where the enemy hits you the hardest. That will be your greatest breakthrough. Where you have your hardest test will be your greatest testimony. Where the enemy made you weep, you shall rejoice in the name of Jesus. Where there was shame, you shall have honor. Where there was brokenness, you shall be made whole. Where you felt like a cripple, you will stand up tall. Where you are despised, I came to announce to somebody, the season has changed. The year has changed. You better stand up on your feet.
Who cares?
Mephibosheth came. In those days, remember, he was also from the royal family. But when a new royal family came, usually they would kill all the former royal family. And so Mephibosheth, when he was called, he thought it is the day of slaughter. Sometimes when you've been going through, even when good news comes, even when the Boaz comes, you just look at him with a funny eye and say, really? And the Lord is saying, yes, really. Hallelujah. And so Mephibosheth came. And King David said, Mephibosheth, with an affirmation, with encouragement. But Mephibosheth said, what do you want with a dead dog like me? He had been in the valley for so long. He had been broken for so long. He had been wounded for so long that even when the time of manifestation and visitation had come, he had no strength to receive it. Tell someone, don't miss your moment because of your affliction. Tell them, don't miss your moment because of your challenges. Here is the king. The king could no longer sleep. He could not enjoy that caviar and lobster. He could not enjoy that non-alcoholic champagne. His heart was beating to bless somebody. Somebody's heart is going to beat on your behalf in 2015. My God, just like the Lord gave David no rest, somebody will have no rest because of you. Somebody will be unable to sleep because of you.
Yourself some porridge. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah.
people know how to give long, sad stories. In 1967, this happened. In 1977, they didn't read me a bedtime story. Honey, read it to yourself. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in 1987, I went to Sanctuary Family Church, and the ushers didn't welcome me. Stand at the door and welcome yourself. Hello, somebody. Come on, look at someone and say, get over it. Oh, they didn't hear you. Tell them, get over it. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Almighty. Oh, this one didn't send me an email. Honey, we're in a technology society. Get on Facebook and bless yourself. Get on Twitter and encourage yourself. Get on your Hotmail and send your Yahoo an encouraging verse in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? Come on, shake that person and say, encourage yourself in the Lord. We miss our visitation. Because we are clouded with who didn't do this and who didn't do that. Honey, if no one complimented you today, just have a fashion show in the house of God all by yourself. Just take your mirror out your bag and say, my Lord, fearfully and wonderfully made. Hello, somebody. Wives, don't be depressed if Mr. Sweetheart forgot to tell you you've lost weight. Just encourage yourself in the Lord. Just say, huh, honey, you've lost weight. Come on, tell someone, stop waiting. Tell them, stop waiting. Come on, tell them, stop waiting. No, they didn't hear you. Tell them, stop waiting. In 2014, we must be warriors. We must be mighty. We must be powerful. We must be resilient. We must be determined. We must set our face like a flint. We must run the race with strength and with power. No time for excuses. No time for pity parties. Be happy in the Lord. Stop looking like a believer who was baptized in lemon juice. It makes you look 100 years old. You better put a